Why did you decide to sign for Barnsley?
It was obviously a very appealing club for me to come to, step up in level. I'm a very ambitious young footballer, so like I said, it's a big step forward for me and one I'm really looking forward to.
Had it been on your mind since the last game of last season to move on, or is this just an opportunity that presented itself?
It's just an opportunity that presented itself, really. You know, I really love my time at Plymouth, but when something comes like this, you can't turn it down, really. And like I said, ambition is one thing that I am, and a step forward like Barnsley is definitely something that I'm really looking forward to, and it's something, like I said, I couldn't really turn down.
Was it always Barnsley as the club you were interested in, or have you maybe turned down one or two offers elsewhere?
No, Barnsley were really keen on signing me, and when they showed that kind of faith in me, it was really a big confidence booster for myself. And you know, it was a, like I said, a big step forward. So it's something that I'm really looking forward to.
How have they sold this club to you then?
They haven't really. They don't need to sell it, really. You know, their history speaks for itself. And being in the Championship last season, and obviously getting relegated, and their ambition to go straight back up is something that I want to do and be a part of. So it's something that I'll be striving to help the team to do. And like I said, really looking forward to it.
Was that important to you then, that there is a club here that could get promoted this year and they have ambitions of going places again?
Yeah, definitely. You know, if I didn't want to come to any team, leave a good club like Plymouth just to play League One, but I wanted to come to a club who had ambitions to go places, and Barnsley definitely fit that bill. And like I said, it's something that I want to be here and achieve things, and promotion is definitely the main aim.
So what do you bring to the table then? How would you sum you up as a player and what you bring to this team?
I'm a centre midfielder, obviously, but I like to get box to box, help the team out in many ways, try and score as many goals as I can. Last year was my best goal scoring tally, and kind of equaling that or bettering that is something that I want to do. If I do that, I'll be very happy, you know.
What happened with you last season? The fact that you'd got two or three up to sort of Christmas or what have you, and then in the second half of the season, things just exploded for you. Did you do anything different? Was it just how it happened?
No, it just happens. One of them things. It just all clicked for me, really. You know, it was going all right at the first part of the season, but like you said, you just have one of them second halves of the seasons, and hopefully build on that for the full season, for next season. You know, last year was definitely my best season with Plymouth, and I'm looking to build on that now and take a step forward to League One and push on again.
In terms of your development then, in being under a midfielder and quite a celebrated one in these parts, in John Sheridan, how influential was he then as a young player coming away from, well, Sunderland first and then Ipswich in guiding you through?
Yeah, John's been very good to me since I've been there. You know, he often tells me little bits and pieces and different little things I can do with my game, which really have helped me since he's probably come to the club. I've really probably developed that extra bit more. And like I said, last season was my best season for Plymouth, and obviously it was his first season with Plymouth, so that speaks volumes of himself, you know. So like I said, last season was very good for me, especially the second half of the season. I'm really looking to build on that and take it forward here to Barnsley and be successful.
What are the kind of the things that you've added to your game, as it were, that have perhaps helped you to get to this stage then?
I'll probably say goals. Goal scoring midfielder is something every team wants, and it's something that I want to keep doing. I've said to Danny Wilson, sometimes I come off the pitch and if I don't score, I'm disappointed. You know, I have that kind of attitude towards scoring goals now. So, like I said, scoring goals is something that I want to do next year, and hopefully it will happen.
Mind you, of course, he wasn't a bad midfielder himself, so presumably you think you can learn off him.
Yeah, of course. He'll obviously show me other parts of my games that he wants me to improve on, and I'm very open-minded and I'm looking forward to pushing on now.
So, 23 now, having a crack at League One here in what could be quite an intense division next year. It's got some big clubs in it.
Yeah, no, I'll take it all in my stride, you know. I don't really get that phase. I just go out there, enjoy playing football, contribute to the team, and really looking forward to getting started.
Does it feel like as though this is the right jump for you at the right time? Because obviously you were at Sunderland, then you went to Ipswich, it didn't quite work out for you there. You've had a good time, a good 3 years down there. Here's a big move for you.
Yeah, I took probably a step back at Plymouth to move forward, and this is probably the perfect time for me to take that step forward now. And I'm obviously, we mentioned before, promotion would be another big step forward, so it's something that I want to be involved in. Contribute as much to the team as I can, and it's going to be a big challenge, but one I'm really looking forward to.
Do you think not enough young players do that, in the fact that they're not willing to maybe take the risk to go out and drop a few divisions or so to try and get back? They're quite happy to sit in reserve team comfort zones, if you like, and not make a name for themselves.
Yeah, you could definitely say that. It was a big decision for me to go down to Plymouth. It was kind of a do or die situation myself. I really knuckled down and worked hard for my three seasons, improved season as they go by, you know. And like I said, I think this is the right move for me at the right time, and one I'm ready for and really looking forward to.
So we'd ask Danny this if he was sat here, but he's not. So we're going to ask you, what's he said to you about his vision for the team then, and the type of football he wants to see Barnsley playing with you in it?
Just attractive football for the fans, he was saying. Obviously last year they got relegated, and he wants to bring smiles back to the faces of the fans. And like I said, play attacking football, and that he sold it to me really by saying them kind of things to me, and it's something that I want to be involved in and looking forward to.
Chances are you could be actually, as it goes in terms of experience, about being 23, one of the older heads as it comes around. That there might be a few other younger players you'll be helping guide through here.
23, and you're saying I'm going to be one of the most. I might be. But 23 is relatively young. If that happens, so be it. I had 2 years of captain at Plymouth, so it made me grow up very quick. And a move like this is going to make me even grow up even more. So it's something I'm really looking forward to.
Do you think, just finally then, because you've had a smattering of international football in your career so far, that actually to get noticed at this level might help you in that respect too?
Yeah, next season is a big season for me to really push on again. I don't really rest on my laurels. I want to keep improving. And like I said previously, I'm an ambitious lad. So to get a cap for the senior international team would be something I definitely want to do. So if I achieve that, I'll be very happy. And I'm sure Barnsley will be a big part in me being able to achieve that.